A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with you. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill is in Creighton with Shin Daddy today. Now I'm curious, what are you guys up to today in Creighton, Bill?
The setup was not extravagant, but there was some work to it to get the measurements correct for the ring. And so it's Thumper Thursday. So as soon as you come in, everyone is put inside an inflatable sumo outfit. And so you have the inflatable sumo outfit that you do, and then you have the sumo ring attached, and you go head-to-head with the tellers. So the tellers are also there, and they're also inflated. Have you ever seen these, Steve, the inflatable sumo?
Absolutely.
Yes, and so that's what's going on today. It's Thumper Thursday. So you come in.
Oh, my God.
You get in there immediately. Shin Daddy has an air compressor, and you get inside the suit, he fills you up. And then it's head-to-head combat with the tellers right there for, again, cash prizes. $100 a win. $100 of Creighton bucks.
And, those are a big deal. Creighton bucks are a big deal.
And can you participate as many times as you want?
What's that? No, one time.
One time.
It's a one-time shot. You come in, but everyone has to do it. You come in, you get inflated right there. Thumper Thursday. It's inflatable sumo costume.
And there's a ring.
They've got several of them set up, so it's a pretty good deal. Yeah, it's a very good setup for us right now.
You had to help set up the ring. Was it just you and Shindy?
Just me and Shindy setting the ring up. Just make sure you have the measurements right and everything. We don't want somebody coming in and saying, well, that wasn't the correct measurement, and all of a sudden they lose $100 worth of Creighton bucks off of a measurement thing, and all of a sudden now we're in liability.
Don't want
Steve's in the middle of a lawsuit.
Thumper
and
Thursday.
We don't need that.
Thumper Thursday.
Thumper Thursday like that. Be kind of fun to do down at the mill. All of a sudden
that might be in the plans in the future. You never know.
See Schaefe and Jake going at it.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Well, that's like a great day at Midwest Bank. And speaking of Mike Schaefer, he's with us for the 7 o'clock hour. Schaefer, good morning. Good to see you here.
Yes, good morning. Good to see both of you. Good to see virtual Bill.
Yeah, you see him right there?
Yeah, I do.
He's at the piano.
Good to have you here, Schaefer.
Yeah. Mike, looks like a very nice spot for him right there.
He's always got the piano set up in the stone wall.
If you call ahead, Schaefer, they'll always have a piano for you. That's one of the things that people miss out on. Just call ahead.
All right. That's good to know.
Schaefer's Hour, sponsored by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau. You can always call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any questions about insurance. Again, 402-217-9945. Schaefer, good to see you this morning. Are you geared up for an 8 o'clock kickoff in Kansas City at the end of August?
Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Are you concerned about tip at all or not? Well, you guys have the responsibility of being up early in the morning, and so the later something starts in the evening, the more difficult it is, because generally I'm assuming you're probably trying to go to sleep by 11:30. if not before then.
Usually before then.
And so, you know, an 8 p.m. kickoff in a sport that can go up to 4 hours, yeah, that could be rough. But for me, it doesn't really change anything. I'll be fine. I don't know yet if I will be at that game.
Whoa, what?
Or if I will be at home. In 2025, I mean, you could say this in 24 or whatever, but there is as much value sometimes for me being at the home office to run things and do things as there is being in the actual stadium for a game, because we split it up. There's only so many people that are even available to talk after games. So sometimes there's value just getting stuff up on the site and all of that. So I don't always need to be in the press box for it. So it'll be a question as to whether I am attending that one or not.
You can watch it with Hudson.
Yeah. Well, he will be asleep by the time that game starts. So unfortunately, he will miss the first Husker game.
Do you have any read at all?
On the team? No.
On Cincinnati?
No, I don't. No. I've looked at, you know, some general previews, but I can't name a single player on Cincinnati's team right now. I'm not going to pretend to be any kind of expert there. I mean, they're now a Big 12 team. Last year, I think their defense really struggled in that transition to that conference where you have a ton of different offenses and everything else. Beyond that, I don't have a great read for what to expect or what this Cincinnati team should look like or anything else. I mean, I think it's going to be one of those games where we're going to learn a lot, and whether it really matters, we'll find out several weeks after. You know, it's going to be tough to walk out of there with really strongly held opinions one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Because that's a Cincinnati team that, would it shock me if they win like they go 5-7? No. Would it shock me if they go 7-5? No.
What about 9?
Yeah. I mean, if they win the Big 12, that would surprise me. I'm not anticipating that. I don't know that I expect that they're going to be competing for the Big 12 conference title. So 9 wins, I think, would be a bit of a surprise to me.
I'm curious about like fans' optimism for this game, because I asked it because Nebraska's had some week one losses in the past. In week zero, Northwestern, Illinois, BYU,
Colorado.
Like these are games that you wanted to be 1-0. You're 0-1. Something you took granted for years that you're going to be 1-0, that just has gone away. I'm curious for fans, from what you hear on the website on 24/7, do they believe this should be an easy win for Nebraska, or are they nervous? Like, what's the general?
I think it just depends on the sentiment. Type of fan. I mean, the type of fan that's pessimistic thinks that it's going to be a really tough challenge right out of the gate, and that we shouldn't take it for granted, and that this is the sort of game that Nebraska hasn't been winning, regardless of who the coach or the quarterback or the offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator has been in the last decade. The optimistic fan is looking at it like, okay, Cincinnati's not a team where they're overly concerned about what they're going to be bringing into this game. Nebraska has Dylan Raiola and Dana Holgorsen, and that looked pretty good at the end of last year. You know, we'll see what this looks like. It's going to be a raucous Nebraska environment. In a neutral field, should be a cool opportunity. So it really just comes down to, you know, on the message board, and Steve can say this too, because he sees it every day. Like, you have two very distinct fan types, right? Well, there's three. You have the people in the middle who don't really know what to think and are generally just waiting for the season to start because there's only so much conversation they can handle. There might be a fourth fan and they're just tuning everything out until August 28th, as it is anyways. We need less of those. We want the other three, and we want them on the message.
What are the main two you're talking about?
The optimistic and the pessimistic. I mean, it's a pretty, I think, relatively divided offseason in terms of how people think this is going to go this upcoming year. I don't sense that there's a massive groundswell of this team is going to go 8-4, and I feel it in my bones. Just like, I don't think there's as many people that are on the other side that are like, this is going to be a 5-7 team in, you know, perpetuity. Mm-hmm. So it's somewhere in the middle, but there is just that division of, are they going to break through the glass ceiling, or is this just going to be another sort of average Nebraska football team that kind of wins a few, loses a few?
Yeah. I as far as the Cincinnati game goes, I don't know where other people stand, Schaefer. Where I stand is if they win 13-12, but it's a win.
Yeah,
to me, it's big. I mean,
it's similar to to the Minnesota situation, you know, 2 years ago, where it's just like, get out of there with a win, right, and you're going to be happy about it.
Yeah, I don't think
you will not apologize for winning that game, regardless of what the score or how it looks like.
No.
You just get the win, and then you get the two home games, and you try to set yourself up for conference play, and you hope you're undefeated going.
Yeah, I'm not in that camp that's, yeah, Nebraska better roll them. No, I mean, it is still a power conference team.
Yeah.
And they'll have good players, and if you win by one in the final minute, take it.
Can you imagine, and I don't know how your setup for your show is going to be, because I'm sure you're going to Kansas City, and I don't know if you're making that drive back after.
No.
Can you imagine if you guys are doing this show on August 29th and Nebraska wins 49-10?
Well, I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons
we all want that to be the case, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
You had that moment after Wisconsin, and it was short-lived because they gave the Iowa game away.
Right.
Like, there has not been, even after Colorado, they went and played Northern Iowa, and it didn't look the way people wanted it to look.
Right.
And then the Illinois game happened, and the knives were out. So there has not really been this, like, fun runway of Nebraska, what could this look like? Oh, wow, they just went and dominated someone since 2016 when they had... Even then, that wasn't really a team that was blowing people out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we probably have to go back to like 2012.
Fun runway. That is a novel concept around here right now. Northern Iowa.
The fun way? Can we call it that?
The fun way.
Yeah.
The red way, fun way.
Yeah, the red way.
We had to bring up red way in this conversation, didn't
Sorry,
we?
Sorry, Jay.
We had
Speaking
to.
Of things that have long sustainability.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
3 months.
But yeah, it would be 49-10 would be something else.
It doesn't have to be 49-10, but it's sort of akin to what the Wisconsin game was, where Nebraska has just got their foot on the opponent's throat the entire game, and they look like a competent football team that you can believe in.
Mm-hmm.
There's one game like that in the last however long, and it was the Wisconsin game. And then, unfortunately, you have to ask yourself, where was Wisconsin football at?
Sure.
And where are they going into this year? Because that is it's a program I don't believe in at all.
Well, we'll learn more about Cincinnati as the game approaches, but I don't know much about them right now. In fact, I don't know that I can name their head coach right off the top of my head.
Scott Satterfield.
No relation to Marcus.
No, I don't believe so.
No. Scott Satterfield.
Yes.
Hasn't had much success there.
No, he was very good at Appalachian State, then was at Louisville for a hot minute, and then was jumped out of there to grab the Cincinnati job while Jeff Brohm was jumping into Louisville.
Jake looked at sometimes I say stuff, Jake gets embarrassed. He looked at the ground. Jake, there's a lot of fans that wouldn't be able to name Scott Satterfield.
True.
There's a lot.
They're on their, sports radio show. Doing this radio every day. That's fine. I don't know all the coaches in college football.
I would have
I'll
gotten
give Steve a ton of grace. I had to sit and think about it for a second.
He hasn't done well, so that's fair.
I just got a ton of grace.
Yeah. If he was a playoff guy and you didn't know his name, that's a problem.
Yeah.
They've been 5-7, 4-8, very average.
He's not a household name.
No.
in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think he's going to be either.
So here we are.
Schaefer, seen a lot of different places, and not, no surprise that, you know, I saw Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports, put Nebraska at 9th out of 18 in terms of his Big Ten power rankings post-spring. We saw yesterday Circus Sports put at Nebraska at 7.5 wins. Is there anything before conference play happens that will make people change their mind that it could be better than what we're seeing in terms of expectations of, but instead of like middle of the pack, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, if they come out and they just dominate those three games and play in a way that you haven't seen Nebraska football play in a while, it'll make people be really curious, intrigued. But then it's going to be a lot of, well, you beat Cincinnati. Well, you beat Houston Christian, you know, like
Akron.
You beat Akron. I mean, it becomes more of a, can't really do that much with it, but it doesn't matter. Like, the outside perception of what Nebraska football is doesn't matter because they have to prove that it should be a conversation to begin with in the first place. I mean, they need to go and win that first three games, and then you have Michigan without its head coach coming to town and a freshman quarterback making his Big Ten debut. That was you last year. That was you last year. You have to make that Michigan team struggle because it's his first road game in that environment, in the Big Ten, everything else. Like, we worry so much about what the outside perception is. Win some football games. Like, nobody cares where Tom Fornelli puts you in the 18 teams of the Big Ten when you went 7-6 last year and clung on for dear life in a bowl game that nobody really wants to remember, but it stands out because it's the first one you had for 8 years.
Tom Fornelli.
So outside perception is Nebraska football hasn't been very good. Inside the bubble, the perception is Nebraska football hasn't been very good. The handshake meme right there, you know? Like, it's hard to be too worried about how people are going to view this program until they give them a reason to really care, right?
I totally agree. Totally agree.
I mean, we care because we're in this every day, and we have the conversations, and that's what our jobs are and all of that. It's hard for me to, like, consider or worry about how CBS or ESPN or what Urban Meyer says or any of that. Like, we've watched dozens and dozens of football games over the last however many years. Just haven't been a very good team. I don't think it's an insulting thing.
No, it's not.
And I'm not saying that either of you thought that, but it's just also like, why would anyone who... Nebraska has given very little reason to someone who doesn't live inside the bubble or care about this team to pay attention to Nebraska football.
Right.
Every now and then they've hired a football coach. Every now and then they played a game like Ohio State last year or the Colorado game, which gets talked about because of the environment. Mm-hmm. Like, people that stood out as a game where people that I have heard from that do not care about Nebraska football will be like, that was cool. It was the Deion factor as to what got them there, but Nebraska won that game, so they get credit for it. You go win a bunch of games in 2025, people are going to talk about you.
The Pelini years. You got to go back to the Pelini years.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely.
Those are good teams.
And those teams were talked about all the time, in part because they were always in the top 25, in part because their head coach was a lightning rod for controversy, in part because they had good players.
Good guys.
I mean, you
guys
remember what that was like when you had Amir Abdullah?
Yeah, Randy Gregory.
And Taylor Martin.
Randy Gregory.
You have the Kansas State game in 2010 on a Thursday night where the entire world is watching Taylor Martinez just destroy Bill Snyder. In real time?
He did.
And everyone's like, holy crap, Nebraska football is on the new plane of what college football looks like. And we don't have to talk about what happened after that, but still. I mean, if that's what we want around here, and we absolutely do, kind of all comes back to winning football games.
It always does.
Sometimes I think about that. 2010, I mean, Nebraska, obviously
amazing.
2009, of course, we all know the one-second situation against Texas. But 2010, they were 5-0, and they were a rocket. Like, they rolled Washington. They rolled Kansas State. They were just absolutely unstoppable for five games. And then Texas comes to Lincoln, and the red out around the world, red and Nebraska lays an egg, loses that game.
Right. Garrett Gilbert.
Garrett Gilbert.
Garrett Gilbert.
His most rushing yards I think he had in his career was that day.
It was still a good
season.
They
had Zach Lee came in to lead the comeback effort late.
It was really uncomfortable. Nebraska made it the red out around the world game, and Pelini was really uncomfortable with that whole discussion. Why are we doing this? Why are we circling? And the game was literally Bill was off coaching somewhere. But Bill, it was a rare moment when on schedules Nebraska put it in red. They put it in. They circled it.
Well, they made it public too that they did.
And Pelini's like, "What are we doing?"
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, he was like that. What? Why are we doing this?
And it wasn't a good Texas team.
Not really.
No,
they went 4-8 that year, or 5-7. Gosh,
yeah. Bill, where were you in 2010?
2010. I think I would have been either finishing up at Utah State on our. We had a good team that year. I went 10-2 and 11-2, I think it was. And then, or I was at Wisconsin, one of the two.
Bill, will Underwood be the starting quarterback for Michigan when they play Nebraska, or will it be the Fresno State transfer?
I think he's going to be I think he'll be someone in a package. I don't know if he will be the guy completely. He's going to play immediately. They're not going to do that, but I believe it's going to be the transfer.
The transfer.
And I think they're going to kind of ease him into it. It's very, very similar, you know. J.J. McCarthy was a 5-star, and he didn't, you know, he got his time after being a backup for, you know, for a year. So I just, that's a lot for a freshman. And obviously we had Nebraska had one last year that did a very good job, but it's a lot for a freshman to do. So I see it being the transfer.
And they still, again, that's a team 2 years off a title. They expect to be in that conversation now every year. I mean,
yeah.
They got a 5-star. I would wonder if you're talking to a Michigan fan, if he's in the studio, who do you expect to start? If they say
they want Underwood
or Mike, they want him. But Mikey Keene was a solid quarterback at Fresno State.
Sure, no, I mean they're in an unusual spot where they kind of have this super public high school now college quarterback in Underwood, where everyone kind of knows like that guy got paid. So you know, like
paid
if he's on the sidelines. And you're out there on offense, and it's like, well, that money could have went to, and you're not doing well.
Right.
Imagine what that's going to sound like over there. Yep. And that's a program that they're in a bit of, I think, reload mode more than they are just set and ready to go. I mean, you go look at the last two NFL drafts. I mean, they have had a lot of talent come off of that team. And it doesn't mean that they don't have a ton still on there. It's just guys that haven't really had the chance to emerge yet. And so they're probably, I think Nebraska plays a lot of kind of really sort of fascinating teams for different reasons on the schedule in 2025. Michigan is one of those where I don't know what to do with them.
Circus Sports put their win total
like eight
over
and a half.
Under 8.5.
Yeah, and I would take the under. I think on that. I think it's probably 8-4, not like a 6-6 kind of thing. But I just don't. I think they're not guaranteed to get three in the non-conference with that Oklahoma game. I mean, it's going to be
tricky.
A bit of a fight.
It's a tricky call with them. 8.5 is the number that Circus Sports put out for Michigan. 7.5 for Nebraska, by the way.
And then right now, if someone asked you, hey, Steve, who's the best offensive player on Michigan?
I don't know who I'd say.
They've lost their running backs. I think their top wide receiver went in the draft this past year. I mean,
yeah.
So
yeah, Colston Loveland was a stud.
Well, I think he was the 11th pick
he
overall.
Was, yeah. Yes, he was.
He was the first tight end taken.
He was picked before Ty Warren.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know what to do with Michigan. Nebraska's 7.5 lumped in. By the way, oh, yeah, Jake, I'm not going to blow the later segment. Illinois is 7.5. Odd. We won't talk about that. We're going to talk about that later.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. More next on Early Break on The Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21
21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.